An athlete spent $70,000 on his new boo. And Brittany Griner with a record-setting block party. But first, in the NBA, the word is the Bucks and the Nets are negotiating. Of course, the Nets are asking for a first-round pick, while Milwaukee's willing to offer a second-round pick for the services of Jason Kidd.
Now, let me just tell you something. Freitas and I know Jason Kidd, the athlete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were working in Dallas at the time. And I remember he came to one of our parties and, like, urinated about 50 feet from the door.
What?
He gets trashed.
He gets trashed. I have a friend who dated him, and he kind of loses it.
Yeah.
He started the NBA season on a suspension for that DUI.
Yeah, and that's
so
like
we do know that.
20 years later.
Yeah, still doing the same thing, sounds
like.
Yeah,
but I will say this just based on our knowledge of him, because remember we got a little debate at the Iguana Mirage in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
You know, he heard I said something about him on the
radio. Russ almost got his ass whipped by Little Jason Kidd.
Jason
Kidd's about 4 inches shorter than you. Almost got your ass kicked.
It wasn't going to happen.
Okay, Soup. So,
I'm
so,
just going to tell you.
Soup, tell a story, Russ.
I had liquid courage, too, at that time. it would have been a draw.
But he was talking about,
I can buy cars, any cars that I want, because he kept getting pulled over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were in Dallas, they'll let you go with a little tick and slap on the wrist.
Sure.
Stop it, Jason. You know?
Dallas is an athlete city. You know how most people, like LA, it's like celebrities, Dallas is athletes.
Yeah, but he was arrogant.
We know he's a great leader on the court, but the word is he's a divider off the court.
That's why I'm not surprised about that.
I'm not surprised.
Saying his time is all but done in Brooklyn for several reasons. He's asking for more power. Phil Jackson type of power, despite being a coach for only one season, even though they already have a GM in Billy King now. He and Billy King are not really getting along because Billy King wanted Jason Kidd fired earlier in the season when they had the start of 10-21. Right. Now, you do know Jason Kidd did have the turnaround. They won the first round in the postseason. Okay, they're also saying Jason Kidd is no longer happy with that four-year $10 million contract he signed because now he's seeing Steve Kerr and Derek Fisher getting $5 million per.
Mm.
So this may have been his whole game is like, hey, I need to get paid.
They're saying that the owners are tired of him in Brooklyn, and they're trying to negotiate this deal to send him to the Bucks.
Of course, it sounds like Billy King wanted him from the get.
He didn't. Well, he was a choice. He was hired by the owners and not by the GM. So he wasn't his choice.
But let me ask you something. Didn't he make, like, is it really about the money? Look how much money Jason Kidd's made over the last 20 years.
Yeah, but when you see new coaches hired and they're getting $5 million a season, and you're getting $10 million over four seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a problem. So the Bucks want him because one of the former owners of the Nets, now the owner of the Bucks. So they're saying that Jason Kidd will eventually be able to run everything in Milwaukee at some point in time, but they're trying to bring him in. The sad thing about this whole thing is Larry Drew, he's the current coach in Milwaukee. So he's just sitting back watching all of this play out. Mm-hmm. In Miami, of course, we know the other two of the big three opted out. Well, all three got together to have lunch. Where it is, Miami may be able to keep their big three. They're just trying to negotiate on how to make it all work. Now, Tuesday morning, 12:01 Eastern Time is the beginning of free agency. Melo with several visits scheduled. He's supposed to go visit in Chicago, in Houston, and in Dallas. Of course, Bulls star Derrick Rose said he's not recruiting anyone, Melo or any other star, basically saying it's not my job. If they want to come play, they can come play. I can play with anybody.
Or he's the star.
Well, maybe that's part of it, too. Brittany Griner set a record with 11 blocks. Mercury over the Shock. ATL with Indiana by 8. And with San Antonio over Washington by 8. Now, get this. Let's go back to the Ballers. They're saying that Lamar Odom called Chloe on her birthday to wish her a happy birthday.
Right.
And told her, I'm still in love. I love you.
Right.
They say she didn't respond. When it probably has something to do with her being on the boat with French
Montana.
Yeah. At the time. So
hello.
That didn't really work out well, you know. Last but not least, Floyd Money Mayweather still getting over Chantel Jackson. Before the BET Awards, he took his new boo shopping. She spent $30,000 in Saks. And then they went over to the Diamond District where she dropped another $40,000.
A lot of that looked like he was in makeup.
Yeah.
Come on, do that.
I mean, he was sitting next to her. She had a lot of makeup on.
He made $73 million.
Games, right?
He can pay for it.